Founding director of the Utah Women in Leadership, Dr. Susan Mattson, is an advisor to Governor Spencer Cox on his initiative, the One Utah Roadmap. She works with issues like equality, opportunity, and improving racial and gender disparities in Utah. On May 18th, she presented to legislative members who sit on the Economic Development and Workforce Services Interim Committee. Legislators on the committee listened to more than an hour and a half of child care advocates' testimony on access to affordable, quality child care in Utah.
With those two roles, I really have addressed childcare many, many times through the years. I work on all kinds of topics with the research that we do, labor force participation, STEM, unpaid care work, finances, mental health, gender wage gap, domestic violence, poverty, status of women in various settings, and childcare. And I have seen the importance of childcare in so many elements of almost everything that I've talked about in all of our reports. There's an element of childcare. So I'm glad this is a priority conversation in this interim session.
Mattson said the demographics in Utah are changing from traditional two-parent households with a mother at home and a father who is working. She told the committee that for centuries, child care had been considered a woman's problem. Instead, she argued that it is a critical part of a thriving economy.
Well, based on the research, child care, particularly high-quality child care, but child care in general, is important to men. It's important to children. It's important to families. It's important to communities, governments, and businesses. And it is very important. The research continues to build on the connection between childcare and the economy.
Mattson said the number of licensed childcare programs and available slots is not close to meeting Utah's needs.
Over 150,000 children in Utah under six are potentially needing childcare. So 150,000. Yet only about 41,000 slots are available in formal childcare programs, and only 22,000 kids in Utah were in programs that were licensed by the state.
She said a licensed childcare program is the minimum requirement for health and safety and doesn't account for the program's quality or school readiness.
The number of children who need child care in the United States is striking. One recent study in the U.S. concluded that a lack of child care options costs the U.S. economy $57 billion per year in lost earnings and productivity and revenue.
She pointed to research showing about 60% of women and 76% of men are in Utah's workforce. 62% of women have children 0 to 6 years old. 76% of working women have children 6 to 17 years old. Mattson is the inaugural Karen Haight Huntsman Endowed Professor of Leadership. For 12 years, she has been the founding director of the Utah Women in Leadership Project at Utah State University. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.
KPCW News reports on issues affecting children age 0 through 3 years old is brought to you by the Early Childhood Fund at the Park City Community Foundation. For more information, go to earlychildhoodalliance.net.